News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Well, the government is planning to get together a briefing for Cabinet for tomorrow, which should see a raft of measures to tackle the rising energy costs across the country, albeit within a context where they say they need to keep their powder dry if further measures are needed later in the year. Across the Irish Sea, there is a Cobra Cabinet meeting happening to tackle the cost of living in the UK. Richard Boyd-Barrett is with us. Richard, I'm intrigued that the way that it is characterised in the UK is total cost of living, as in the recognition that energy costs feed into pretty much everything from groceries on down. Here we're focused just on energy. Are we missing a trick?
Yes, I think we are. And let's remember, I mean, look, we're 3 weeks into Trump's murderous and illegal war, and it's taken that for the government to prompt the government into some minimal action when they should have acted sooner. But that happened on top of a pre-existing cost of living crisis, where we have some of the highest energy costs in Europe, but we've also seen a big spike in grocery prices, and of course, we have accommodation costs absolutely off the charts. So there's huge numbers of people are really suffering. We've nearly a million people in or close to poverty in this country. We've hundreds of thousands who are in energy arrears. That was even before this war started. And now they're under even more pressure. So there needs to be a more cross-the-board approach to addressing the cost of living crisis. We have proposed...
And give us a couple of specifics on that. What exactly do you want?
Well, we've proposed a number of things, but one of them would include price controls. So we would actually introduce price controls on electricity, gas, home heating, oil, diesel, and so on, to actually hold them at affordable levels. We would introduce price controls on essential food items. And we would introduce, as I know Spain have just done, and we should be looking at their lead, the Spanish government have not only said they're not going to assist Trump in his war in Iran, but they're also going to introduce a rent freeze, among other measures to address the cost of living crisis in Spain, something we've been calling for, and we think we should be controlling rents as well, because people are being absolutely crucified with the cost of living.
Well, let's set the rents aside for one second and focus on just the matters pertaining to the cost in relation to fuel and cost of living. What, yeah, though, in the context of a situation where it is pretty much out of bounds for the government, from their perspective, they will see it as out of bounds to suggest that they would control prices because of the impact it might have on the market, within what is reasonable, what is it you would like to see them doing?
But I would like them to see introduce rent controls. And I know, for example, Croatia and Hungary have done this. So I don't accept, you know, when you look at the amount of profits, for example, energy companies in this country have been making for the last number of years, they've seen record levels of profits. They could well absorb prices being controlled, so they're not essentially profiteering off the cost of living misery that people are suffering. So, you know, our price controls bill is quite specific. It names particular price levels per kilowatt hour for electricity, gas. It names price levels for petrol and
What happens, though, Richard, if you set a price control like that and it ends up in a situation where the company is running at a loss? If that does happen, if their input cost goes to a height that they can't actually manage to continue providing a service at a profit, do they then just stop providing the service?
Well, I think that's something you examine as you go.
You want to examine it in advance, wouldn't you?
Yeah, in particular areas. But say, if you take electricity and gas, there's enormous profits being made. About 800 million, more than 800 million made by ESB last year. Energia making major profits. Bord Gáis making major profits. And it's worth noting, Anton, that the ESB used to have a not-for-profit mandate. And when it did have a not-for-profit mandate, Ireland had the lowest electricity prices in the whole of Europe. When it was deregulated and they took away that not-for-profit mandate, we were told that competition was going to actually help the consumer and reduce prices, but it didn't. It did the exact opposite, and we now have the highest electricity prices in Europe because essentially of the privatisation of the electricity market. So we would like to see a return of the not-for-profit mandate of the ESB. Right.
Richard, thank you. Richard Boyd Barrett from People Before Profit, 53106. If you want to get in touch, 087 1400 106. This, of course.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.